President Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara, is hosting weekly virtual prayer nights every Sunday night until the presidential election on Tuesday, November 3rd. Hear about the events of the most recent prayer meeting after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Tens of thousands tuned into the prayer call as it was broadcast live on Facebook and YouTube. Fervent prayer for the country, the upcoming election, and the safety of the president and his family marked the evening. Among those who tuned into the call were presidential advisor Paula White Kane, former baseball star and drug addict Daryl Strawberry, now ordained minister, and Pastor Sam Rodriguez, president of the National Christian Hispanic Leadership Conference. Listeners were excited to hear a special message from President Trump himself. The president thanked those listening for their prayers, offered condolences for those who lost loved ones to COVID-19, and gave an update on the treatment he received during and after his hospitalization for the virus at Walter Reed Medical Center. The president said the administration is working to bring those treatments to hospitals throughout the nation as soon as possible. Trump also encouraged listeners, saying, "Get out and vote. Let's make this even greater than 2016. Pastor Sam Rodriguez agreed, saying, "We stand at the precipice of an awakening that will lead to revival, that will lead to cultural reformation, where life is protected in the womb, where America will rise up to do justice, to love mercy." Rodriguez noted that while the church is waiting for Jesus to come down, Jesus is waiting for his church to stand up. In this election, he says, we will stand up. In addition to their prayers for the president and the election, others in attendance offered words of encouragement to him. Paula White Kane urged viewers to bombard heaven with their prayers. She added, "We know faith without works is dead, but we also know God hears and answers our prayers." Of the president, pastor and evangelist James Robeson said, "You really have proven that you know wisdom comes from above, and you want it, and you want what is best for every American." Lara Trump returned at the end of the night with a word of thanks for all who watched, and to encourage them to continue to join every Sunday night until the election. Visit President Trump's Facebook page or YouTube channel to join next week at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.